Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is your host, Allison, and thank you for joining us here on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And I hope everyone's doing well tonight. And it's a big night. It's the night before the election of the next president of the United States. And I, you know, gotta say right up front, I hope everyone listening has plans to vote tomorrow. And you don't need to tell me how important it is to our futures, this election. So hopefully you've come to a decision of who you're voting for. And I have to say, you know, with all the misinformation out there with the campaign commercials, I mean, some of them really, upon researching, seem to be outright lies about the candidates. I mean, wading through all that, what is true, what is not true, was really a monumental task. So I'm here to help tonight. I'm going to be giving you some insight about the candidates through their numerology charts and discussing their character. I'll tell you one thing, that the numbers do not lie. And also, and for your information, the lines are open for your questions, your comments, and also the reason why I'm here every Monday night, if you'd like for me to look at your numbers and do a reading for you, certainly you can call in, and I'd be happy to do that. So first off, let me just give you the numbers, write them down. USA, you can call toll-free 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you live in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. So there you go. You got the numbers. So let's talk a little bit. You know, maybe you're listening to the show for the first time and you don't really know what numerology is. So therefore, you don't know what I'm talking about when I say I'm going to look at the candidate's numbers or your numbers. You know, let me tell you a little bit about numerology. You and everything else in our universe has a distinct rate of vibration. And your vibration can be determined by the numbers found in your numerology chart. Numerology is actually based on physics, which is a science that governs motion, matter, and energy. Everything that exists has a vibration, and that vibration can be measured by numbers. So numerology is the study of the spiritual qualities of the numbers. In other words, numbers have meanings. Numerology finds your numbers from your date of birth and your name given at birth, which is, in essence, the measure of your personal vibration. It is an ancient divination tool. It was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, and he lived in 560 AD. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China, and it even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. It uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers. As I said, using your date of birth and your birth name, numbers are calculated, and the end result is your personal numerology chart, which speaks volumes about you. You know, I always say, if ever there was an instruction booklet to your life, numerology would be the manual. It can be used as a method of understanding your deeper nature, your talents and life goals, personality traits, likes and dislikes, as well as your opportunities and challenges. It offers insights on where you're headed in life and what your potential destiny might eventually be. So when I look at the presidential candidates and I look at their numbers, really what I'm looking at is their energy. And that's where you can find a lot about a person's character. The one thing that I know from doing numerology for as long as I've been doing numerology, which is eons, you know, it is so extraordinarily accurate. When I do readings for people, they're usually very impressed by just how insightful and how accurate the information is. So I know that, you know, the numbers don't lie. So we're going to talk a little bit about the candidates here. Let's start with Barack Obama. Now, a lot of you may know that John McCain and Barack Obama have the same life path number. And life path, what does that tell you exactly? What is the life path that we're trying to tell you? Well, in numerology, we would look at the life path and we would understand that these are your natural born talents and abilities. It's what you have. It is not necessarily something you need to work at or you have to develop. These are talents you were born with. And the life path number is also talking about your destiny or where it is that you are going in life and what talents and abilities you need to use in order to get to where you need to go. It also talks about the environment and where you're born, you know, the circumstances in your life. You're always going to draw whatever numbers you have in your chart. You're going to draw experiences having to do with that energy into your life. So what's interesting about both Barack and John McCain really is that when you add their date of birth across, it is a 20, a 2 and a 0 before you reduce it to a 2. Now, why do I say that? Well, whenever there's a 0 involved, whenever we get to a calculation and there's a 0 before we reduce it, we know that this is an intensified energy, meaning it's not just a 2 life path. It's a very intensified 2 life path. So it's almost like there's a God blessing on this life path, and also, you know, the energy itself is very strong. So if a person had 2 life path number, what would that mean for them? Well, they would have a talent with being a peacemaker, someone who is fair and balanced, someone who would be willing to compromise, someone who is sensitive to the needs of others, and also very receptive, you know, to listening to others' perspective. Certainly this is someone that's intuitive, probably downright psychic is the word that I would use. They're certainly clairsentient. They can read other people very well. They're empathic, so they can also connect to other people's emotions. You know, empaths, literally when they meet someone, and if someone's sad, they can actually feel that sadness. That's how this is almost like a psychic ability that is involved here in this particular number. So, you know, not only are they intuitive, but also they can actually feel what other people are feeling. Some of the other things, you know, this is usually someone who likes to be very supportive of others, somebody who likes to live in a place of harmony or keep harmony around them, someone who is very patient, who is willing to, you know, not push it, but just see how it develops or take their time with something. Someone who's very loving, certainly. Someone who would be very diplomatic and be a good advisor. You know, it's not unusual that you would take somebody with this kind of energy and you would expect them to be, you know, they could even be psychiatrists or counselors or something along those lines, because they're very good with people. And two, people that possess the twos, you know, wonderful friend energy as well. They uplift others. They make you feel good about yourself. They cooperate with you, and but they also make you feel good, like you, you know, like, I don't know, I guess being supportive and holding you up when you're feeling down, somebody who has a cheerful word to say, somebody that's truly a good friend energy here. Now, not all numbers, you know, hopefully in balance, in perfect balance and harmony, you know, we would hope that everyone vibrates perfectly to their numbers. But, you know, some of the things that can be a downfall for anyone that has the 2 energy would be oversensitive, that their feelings get hurt easy. And because they don't like confrontation, because they don't like to fight, because usually twos are very peaceful people, sometimes they bury those, whatever hurt their feelings. They bury whatever the fight is about rather than address it. And sometimes they can blow things out of proportion and feel a great deal of hurt because of not really bringing it out into the open and talking about it and getting a better understanding of what caused the problem in the first place. So usually two people are very, very sensitive and they don't like to fight. So sometimes it's very hard to get them, you know, to tell you what they're feeling because they really want to try to please other people. Another thing with two energy is sometimes, you know, they can be indecisive. You know, you really want to look at the rest of the energy in the chart. You want to look for something that helps this person to stand in their power and to help them to make their decisions.
because sometimes twos can see both sides of the situation, because two people are very balanced. And when you're balanced, sometimes it's hard to make a decision. So that's the one thing that can be a downfall for someone with a two energy. Now, the similarities between Barack and John McCain, it kind of end there, and we're going to kind of look a little bit more at Barack's numbers. And he has a 4 birthday, so this is really a wonderful number for someone who is ethical and honest, who knows right and wrong, someone who's very responsible, somebody who works very hard, someone who can be very efficient, have good talents with managing things, someone who can pay attention to details. And certainly Barack is, between the two in his life path number and the birthday number, he certainly can pay attention to details. The birthday number really is trying to tell us, you know, the way that I use an analogy when I'm trying to explain to my clients about a birthday number, a day that a person is born upon. What does that mean? And, you know, when your soul is coming in and it knows what it is intending to do in this lifetime, the birthday number holds talents and abilities that you will need in order to fulfill your destiny. And so the birthday number is very important because these are very intense talents that you have. So when we're looking at Barack, we're looking at the ability to focus and work hard. And we're also looking at, you know, someone who really has a clear sense of right and wrong. So that's very important. Now, the expression number is derived from the date, no, from the name, the full name at birth. So what is the expression number trying to tell you? The expression number is more or less telling you this is the new experience, or this is an experience that the soul specifically has chosen to learn more about in this lifetime. I really look at the life path number and the expression number as being intertwined as to what the person's destiny truly is, because they actually use both of those energies throughout their life. Now, Barack's expression number is a karmic number, so it suggests that his soul, free will choice, has brought into this lifetime an experience or a lesson from a past lifetime. And truly, in a past lifetime, if you read what the 19 is all about, you know, this is an abuse of power, that he probably was in great power in a past life, and he probably made some mistakes. He had all spiritual wisdom, all spiritual knowledge, but yet he could have chose selfishly for himself, or his choice could have caused harm to another. So as he comes into this lifetime, this soul, Barack's soul, is truly trying to rectify any wrongs from a past lifetime. And I find it very interesting because the 19 represents a person who was in power in a past life. And if you do research on Barack, you'll find that he actually he has ties to a royal royalty in Hawaii. So royalty does run in his family. So you have to wonder if he has come back in this lifetime to perhaps rectify something from having been, you know, a king or a royalty in Hawaii. So it's interesting. So what is the lesson in all of this? You know, there will be times when Barack will really have to step up to his power and stand in his power and use it wisely. And he will be very cautious and make sure that he uses his power wisely. And he will not, you know, it's going to really force him to make the right decisions. And sometimes this karma can be displayed early on in life, if not, you know, being not being in your power, actually having other people oppress you, or having, you know, having to struggle to be in your power, or to have people kind of conspire against you, sort of. And so this is all, you know, perhaps he's experienced this at certain points in his life where he's had to struggle to reach the top, to struggle to get to where he wants to be. And it hasn't been easy because there's been people that are knocking him back. And this is all part of experiencing, perhaps, you know, that which he did to another in a past lifetime. But truly, you know, in the heart of hearts and the soul of things, he wants to make wise decisions. He wants to rectify any problems that he may have had in a past life. And it is directly related to leadership. Because the one expression is all about leadership. It's about stepping into your power. It's about being brave, being courageous, by accepting that responsibility of leadership. And people that are ones usually have a great deal of courage, and they're fearless, and they also don't mind, going to the head of the pack or taking charge or leading. This is all part of what this energy is about. Ones have very unique ideas, very creative people, innovative ideas. They're people of action as well. So this is, you know, someone who really will hit the ground running, if you ask me. He's a person that really wants results. He wants to see action in whatever it is that he does. There is a desire to succeed, certainly, whenever you've got the one energy around. And this is propels somebody that has the one energy to really try to work harder and try to achieve things. And it really is a number that is certainly found in many of our great leaders in our nation in the past, and that is the energy of the one. Confidence, definitely something that comes in with one, being strong-willed. But I think that the two helps him, you know, the two life paths we discuss, this helps him to be more cooperative with people. It's kind of like I lead, but I don't lead with a big stick, so to speak, but I lead by example, Art. And I really feel that Brock does lead by example. He would be a protector as well. Usually people that have one energy, very protective of other people that they love. Someone who can bring a lot of enthusiasm to the campaign or to America. Someone who could be a pioneer, certainly, you know, going where no man has dared to go before. And ones are capable of great accomplishments. So it's not unusual to see this kind of energy in the chart of somebody running for office. The next number that I really want to bring up here is this heart's desire, which is a 9. And so what does the heart's desire tell you? Well, it's telling you what feeds your soul, what makes you happy, what fulfills you. And so he has the 9 energy. So, you know, this is genuinely spiritual wisdom. This is spiritual teacher energy. This is also someone who's very connected to God and faith. But this is also someone who is a humanitarian, who has compassion for people that are less fortunate or people that are in need. And this is someone who really does visualize the world as a better place and wants to use their energy to make the world better. And I think this is really quite strongly reflected in a lot of his speeches and what he said. And that this desire is genuine in him. And he does have a very strong personality. His personality number is a 1. So, you know, he does come across as being someone who is capable of great leadership. And that's what he's projecting out there. That's the person that you meet, is this very strong 1 energy. Now, one thing that's interesting about Brock's chart is he very much is an old soul. It's reflected in his challenges. And I really feel that he will work within the system. He has some challenges that speak about working within limitation, working within the system, working very hard to achieve things. I really think that this guy has a lot of workaholic tendencies in him. I think that he would really put in everything he's got in order to accomplish things with that kind of challenges going on. I will say that of all the candidates, Barack has in what we call transits, which is certain letters are in play in our charts at certain times of our lives. And these transits actually create our experiences. And Barack definitely has some transits here that's trying to bring him a new opportunity. And certainly there's a lot of change around Barack. And a change in jobs, change in residence, change in a lot of things. And this is a 4-year for him. And in numerology, we would expect someone to start something in a 1 year. And it's interesting to me that 4 years ago at the Democratic, Democratic Convention. There you go, Allison. Hello, menopause moment. But anyhow, at the Democratic Convention, Barack made a speech, and that may very well have been the beginning of this run at the presidency. That may have been the spark, the start. Because in a 4 year, usually we're working very hard at something that we started 4 years ago. And the 4 year really does demand that we be disciplined and we be focused and that we really put our nose to the grindstone and we absolutely, there's no freedom in a 4 year. It's overtime, overtime, work, 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 staying organized, staying on top of things. So this has really been a tough year for him, as far as the four energy. But it will pay off for him down the road, especially in 4 years from now. Whenever he's in his 8 year, that's even going to be a greater year for him based on the work that he did this year. And his upcoming year for 2009 is bringing in the five energy. And whenever you have a 5 year, it brings about great change in what it is that you're doing. Quite often you expand what you're doing. You may take, you know, do something different, but it, along the same lines of what you've been doing, but you bring something new in. Certainly in a 5 year, change in job, change in residence, change in relationships, it's all about change. And if Barack Obama does win the presidency, which is really kind of evident in his chart, and I'm not throwing that out there to, you know, because it's my own personal pick, but I'm just saying, numerically speaking, his chart is the one that I would say, based on where the energy is at this moment in time, this guy's getting ready to make a major leap here, and I really can see where Barack is going to be the winner. However, you know, the first year of his presidency, he may feel that, you know, he may want to do things, but what he has planned, he may have to make a lot of adjustments to. And he may have to learn to expect sudden unexpected things and maybe things not exactly going as he had planned. And certainly it will be a year of surprises for him and a year of adjustments for him. So that would be one thing to expect in his first year. So I hope that gives you a little bit of insight into Barack. What I would say about Joe Biden is, you know, Barack and him share the same life path. We've discussed that. Joe Biden also has a 20 birthday. The day he was born on November 20th, 1942. So, you know, this guy's got double two energy. So for him, you know, the peacemaker aspects, cooperating with others, you know, that is, you know, the intuitiveness of Joe Biden. The sensitivity of Joe Biden, very strong. His expression, interestingly enough, you know, if we want to start comparing charts here, is Sarah Palin and Joe Biden have the same expression number. Now, expression number, as I said, is what your soul came to do. It may be a new experience. It usually is very much tied into your life path number as well, because we usually do both. We could see both numbers displayed in our lives as the person who we are and what it is we actually do with our life. So the expression number for Joe Biden and Sarah Palin really puts them around powerful and influential people. And what they really came to do is to come into power and mastery and to really, this is some of the most influential people in the world have the number 8 in their charts. And the 8 really wants to put you there in the world of being in charge of something and mastering of something, and where power lies, that's where you have 8. It also, you know, has a gift with finances as well. Management, certainly 8, there can be rather efficient at everything. So a great deal of drive, great deal of determination, a desire to succeed and wanting to succeed comes in with the 8. Maybe a little bit preoccupied with money itself and with power itself. That's one of the great lessons when a person has an 8 in the expression, is to not make money your God or make power your God. But it is a number that needs to be balanced at all times when we're talking about the physical body, the material body, the spiritual body. You know, you can't abandon one for the other. You can't become a workaholic. You can't devote all your time and energy to your career. You have to nurture other aspects of self.
Whenever a person hasn't eaten their chart, hey, I'm sorry, but they have to be, have a great deal of integrity, and they have to follow that integrity, and they have to be ethical at all times. If they're not ethical, it's like reaping what you sow. It'll come back at you, and you will have a downfall. You know, any person that has 8 energy has to walk that fine line of ethics, because eventually it'll catch up with you, and eventually you'll get yours if you do anything other than being ethical. So that's one interesting thing. And 8s, really, you may know people that are born on an 8 day, 8 life path, 8 expression, and they may be total and complete opposite of what I'm talking about here with somebody who really is driven to succeed. And there's a big key ingredient to an 8 succeeding, and that is setting goals. And that is the desire to achieve things. They've got to set goals. And when they achieve a goal, they just have to set other goals or higher goals. They constantly have to set the bar higher and never put any limitation on what they can achieve, because the sky is the limit when you've got an 8 in your chart. You can really rise to the top, and you can end up being in a position of money, power, and authority. So both Joseph Biden and Sarah Palin have that for an 8 expression. And I think it's kind of interesting, and this is just an observation, you know, that I was reading some articles and different things on the elections, and people made the comment that Sarah seems to be a little bit of a rogue, in the sense that it's almost as though she's abandoning the McCain campaign in order to promote herself, perhaps as a run at the presidency in 2012, or perhaps this is a woman of great ambition, and this is a stepping stone for her. And, you know, anybody with an 8 expression, I'm sorry, but that's pretty much in alignment with their energy, that the desire to achieve things, the desire to be in power is very strong in an 8. Now, getting back to Joseph Biden, you know, his heart's desire is a 5. So in his heart of hearts, he's a free spirit. In his heart of hearts, he's very progressive. He's a good communicator. This is one thing. And besides the fact that he can be very diplomatic, very intuitive, very psychic, and very, very perceptive about people, he also is a good communicator. So he has the ability to communicate. And his words are appealing to people from all over. And so this is, he's also sees the future. He knows what's coming, and he has a feeling for that. They're usually a very progressive thinker, people that have the 5 energy. They're also very adaptable to change, very versatile, usually quite popular socially. They can sometimes be a little on the unconventional side. This is someone who certainly adventuresome and curious, has a good mind. Probably well-versed in many subjects, and probably he's well-suited to this job, because people that have 5 energy, they don't like a routine job, so I would think that for Joe Biden, every day is a different scenario, so he's well-suited for that sort of a thing. Now, his personality is a 3, so, you know, we have people that have a good smile, people that are very friendly, people who are warm-hearted, people who almost have, there's almost like a childlike quality sometimes to people that have 3 energy. Seeing the glass half full, having a more positive attitude, you know, this is kind of that energy. And the one thing that if I'm, you know, looking at this chart, and what I'm thinking here is with a combination of a 3 and a 5, that Joe perhaps at times could be impulsive, because the 3 and the 5 can be impulsive, and sometimes they can scatter their energy a little bit, and maybe sometimes say something before they think about something. That can be one of the downfalls, I think, to somebody that has that kind of an energy. So I know myself that I have, a couple of 3s in my chart, and sometimes I say stuff, and I don't think about it before I say it, and then I realize that, you know, oh, I shouldn't have said it like that. So, you know, I can totally relate to that with Joe Biden. Now, his maturity number says that this man will definitely lead. He's meant to be in a position of leadership. His pinnacles is talking all about humanity. I mean, ever since Joe hit age 53, the energy allows him to, you know, basically go out there and make the world a better place and work towards
humanity, and certainly to be more in tune with those that are less fortunate or those that are in need. That's what that energy is demanding. Now, Joe certainly has these transits that are talking about moves and residence, change in job. He absolutely has that energy around him as well. What I think is really interesting about Barack Obama and Joe Biden is their ages at this time. Barack Obama is age 47, and Joe Biden is age 65. Now, you're probably going, well, okay, Allison, what's the message there? The message is that when you add those numbers together, 4 plus 7 is 11. 6 plus 5 is 11. And believe it or not, whatever your age adds to, it is can be very significant time in your life. It can be very significant years. And when something adds up to 11, it really wants to place the emphasis on putting a spotlight on you and making you more or less, you know, a conduit for, you know, maybe a greater cause. Or it can actually shine a spotlight on you for a very significant year in your life. And I think that a lot of us, you know, if you actually sit there and you listen to the radio show, just look in your family, look at yourself. Think back at your ages when you were 29, when you were 38, when you were 47, when you were 56, when you were 65. And ask yourself if there weren't some very significant events in your life during those ages. And so I find it very interesting that both of their ages add up to 11, which is spiritual messenger energy. It has a very strong spiritual connotation to it. I just thought that I would throw that out there. Now, we discussed John McCain, and we discussed his life path number, but we really need to kind of look at the rest of this chart here. So his birthday number is a 29. And you can add that together to 2 plus 9, and you've got an 11. So it's master energy in the 29. And this would make John McCain, you know, the type of person that carries that electrified energy that would be hard to miss. And certainly when people have 11 written into their chart, they're meant to be put on stage or meant to be put out in front of people, that they do have a message to deliver. And this is, you know, the spiritual connectiveness to something, you know, being inspired from above certainly comes in with this energy as well. I'm sure that John McCain is very intuitive, very insightful, if not psychic, just like it's really interesting to me how all these candidates really have this psychic energy around them. So what his birthday number really says is that he has the ability to be a leader. He has the ability to galvanize and to make people come together. And to, you know, go out and do public speaking and all of those things. He's meant to be on stage. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about his expression number. Now, his expression number is a karmic number, so it's interesting. He's a 13-4, meaning as you add his name across, it's a 13 before it becomes a 4. So what does that mean, Allison? Well, you know, in past life, maybe he was a slacker. Maybe he didn't apply himself. Or perhaps even with words, you know, maybe he a very creative person, but at the same time, the way in which he expressed himself, he actually could have hurt people. And so I think as he comes into this lifetime, you know, he's working out some of that karma. And, you know, usually a person that has 13-4, there's a great deal of limitation in their life. Things don't come easy. They have to work twice as hard to get to where they need to be. And there could be a lot of setbacks and a lot of, you know, it's like you almost get to the finish line and not quite. And one of the things that he's learned in his life is effort versus reward, meaning if he doesn't put in the effort, there isn't any reward for him. He has to work hard at what he gets. And certainly he learns about limitation in his lifetime, about discipline in his lifetime, about being able to rise above whatever circumstances and just buckle up and work hard or discipline yourself. And certainly I'm imagining that his imprisonment would have been part of that 13-4, where he would probably have to use an extraordinary amount of discipline in order to get through that. Now, a person that has a 4 certainly has integrity and a clear sense of right and wrong. And they sometimes don't see
the gray areas and things, but however, you know, he does, you know, feel strongly about what he feels is right and wrong. This is somebody that will work hard, that is responsible, somebody who cares about community and family. This is somebody who can be the cornerstone of anything, because usually fours, you know, they're the rock that holds us all together, grounded and practical and realistic, and you know, they tend to be the grown-up, serious energy that helps tell us, you know, keep us all together, and you know, tell us the right thing to do, that sort of energy. His heart's desire is a three, so he's kind of a happy-go-lucky guy. And basically what that's saying about him is that, you know, in his heart of hearts, he'd rather take the easy road. He'd really rather not work as hard. He'd rather play. He'd rather have fun. He'd rather enjoy himself and be creative and inspirational. And, you know, I'm sure that there's times where, you know, his schedule, you know, he needs time to let his hair down or to relax. I know I heard a beep, so I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to get to my caller. Hi, who's calling?
What's up, Stephen?
Stephen?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, what can I do for you, Stephen?
Yes, I'm just calling. I see you here. I've listened to your radio station. And I hear you talking about the candidates' birthdays and translating the numbers. And I was wondering, do you do that for your regular callers? If I were just to give you my birthday and then maybe tell me
absolutely,
something about
it. Absolutely, Stephen. Sure. What I can do for you, if you give me your date of birth, I can give you some information about your numerology. You want to do that?
Oh, yes. That'd be great. Yes.
Okay, give me your date of birth.
04-23-1981.
So you're born, hold on,
April 23, 1981? Yes.
Okay, let me see if I got this right. You were born April 23rd, 1981.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let me take a look, see, and we'll see what's up here. So what I can tell you from your date of birth, of course, you know, not getting your whole name, but certainly from your date of birth, I can tell you quite a bit, so we'll start there. Really interesting with you is that, you know, what your life path number is telling me is that you've got something really important to complete as far as in your soul evolution in this lifetime, because it's a 10-1. That's the way it adds across to be a 10 before it becomes a 1. So there's usually a God blessing over your life, and also that you're capable of great accomplishment. Your life path number really is your natural born talents and abilities. It's what you have. And it's going to also bring experiences into your life having to do with that particular energy. So what you are is your natural born leader, and you have a gift with, you know, when you look at the one with leadership, with individuality, thinking outside of the box, very innovative ideas, you've got a really good mind, you're a person of action, a person that likes to get things done. You might be more of an idea guy than the person that likes to finish things, but you really, you know, come up with really great ideas. Unconventional, someone that's very ambitious as well. This is all part of this energy. And also, you know, like I said, thinking outside of the box or being a pioneer in something, so even a little bit of an inventor inside of you. And, you know, you are capable of great, great things. You will, this whole life journey for you is about you learning for yourself. So you're not the kind of person that, per se, somebody can give advice to or tell you how to do it. You want to learn how to do it for you, okay? And you don't really want the directions, their directions. You want to figure it out on your own. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Right. It sounds exactly. I'm actually in the military, so like kind of the stuff you're saying is kind of the
right.
Traits and characteristics that I need to have as a leader in the military. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty neat.
You're actually in a good place, military. And did you have trouble, I have to just ask you, but like in boot camp and stuff, did you have a little bit of trouble? Because I would think it'd be really hard for you to be stomped down sometimes with boot camp and stuff. Because you're quite fearless and you're quite courageous.
No, actually, you know, I had no problems with boot camp or any of the other things I've been through. I've been in for 8 years now, so about a
minute. Okay. Well, you're definitely destined for leadership. So that's really nice to know. And you know, if you weren't in the military,
I would expect someone like you to maybe be a police officer or to be a fireman or be some brave hero of some sort, because that's really what that energy is all about. Your birthday number says that you are free spirit as well, that you travel and adventure is cool with you. So I'm sure that you're enjoying meeting people from many different countries and the travel that the military, and you're also very adaptable. So when it comes to, you know, travel and having to, you know, all that stuff, you're really well suited for it. I'm going to tell you that you have a gift with words, okay? So, and you're actually very, you have challenges to it, but you really got a lot of artistic ability or an ability with words, okay? So I want you to know that. I also have to say, okay, I don't know how to say this nicely to a guy on the radio. Okay. You can be a little bit on the sensuous side, if you understand what I'm saying. And you got to be, you know, with your body, with let's just put moderation with everything, okay? You don't want to overindulge in that arena. Do you hear what I'm saying there?
Are you saying, like, sexually or, like, food or like...
All of that stuff. Anything having to do with the body, you can go overboard on.
Oh, like maybe, okay. Like, work out or just... Okay, just... Okay.
What I'm saying is there may be something in your life that you may have to rein it in a little bit and use a little bit of moderation and not going overboard. As far as the sensuality of you, I mean, anybody that carries the five energy is very sensuous. So whether you like it or not, you have sex appeal. I'm sorry. I'm going to share that with the world. Hello, everybody. Steven has sex appeal. Okay, there. I said it. Okay. All right. So there. Okay. Now, let's see here. How old are you right now, Steven?
I'm 27.
Wow, you're such a puppy. Wow. All right.
I feel pretty old at 27.
Oh, no, you're a puppy, in my terms. Now, tell me, are you single?
Well, I have, like, a so-so girlfriend. She lives really far from me right now. I'm stationed kind of far from her, but, yeah, I guess you could say she's my girlfriend, but, you know,
okay.
It's kind of difficult. It's a long-distance relationship, and it's kind of difficult to actually put, you know, terminology to it.
Would you like a little Allison advice?
Yes, please.
My advice to you is, if you're going to get married, I would like to see you wait until after you're 30, after you're 36, okay? And
that's,
I know you're sitting there, yeah, because you have a first pinnacle that usually if somebody gets married in, it doesn't last, okay? So if you want a lifelong marriage, I don't know if it's going to last if you get married in that first pinnacle. So my advice to you is wait. I really can see for you, though, family and children and all that sort of stuff coming up for you throughout your life. I also can see a lot of community service and service to those that are less fortunate. And I mean, really, and also, do you do music at all or anything artistic?
Actually, I do like being on, I'm not that good at it, but it's kind of like one of the hobbies I have. And I also like to draw. But those are kind of two things I like. I'm not good at it, and I'm not the type to kind of like express it to anyone else except for, you know, maybe me and my girlfriend, and then keep it to us. But I, yeah.
Well, I'd like to share with you your challenges. You really are artistically gifted, okay? So whether you draw or whether you sing, I'm sorry, but I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to tell you that don't think that I don't share it with anybody, and it's just a hobby. I'd like for you to think of it as being bigger than that, because I really feel that you've got a gift in that area, okay? And certainly you have energy that comes into your life that wants to support that for you, okay? So I'm just going to throw that out there to you too. You know, if you could develop it at all, your singing ability, or if you can music ability or your artistic ability, feel free to do that, because you really got some stuff in here that says you're gifted, but also that you're going to get the opportunity to do that as well. Now,
pretty interesting. I didn't know that at all.
Well, you have challenges to it. So you know, somewhere, somehow in your childhood, maybe somebody suppressed your creativity or made you feel like you were dumb if you did something, or I don't know what it was, but what I'm just saying is you really have a lot of creativity. You've got a gift with with expressing it. You got a lot of star quality to you, and you just inhibit yourself. You just kind of the first person to say it's not good enough. But I really think that you have a tremendous amount of ability. Did you start something new this year or begin something new?
This year, not this year, but I did start started school again last year. The program that they have in the military where I go to school again. Is that what you're, maybe that's what you're referring to?
Well, you would have been somewhere, this would have been a 1 year for you. So, you know, as far as this year goes, you know, normally a person would begin something or be working at something new in their life in a 1 year. You may have had, you know, a couple of things that happened to show you just how strong you are this year. You know, maybe a couple of hard knocks where, you know, you had to stand up for yourself, or maybe you had to, you know, step into your power, or maybe to try extra hard this year. But this is a year all about your power, okay? So, you know, you move on into next year, and let me just check something here. We got four. Yeah, next year's a big year for you. I think you're going to be, do you connect to your own, how would I put this, gut feelings, the spiritual part of you, the psychic part of you? Do you connect to that at all?
Could you elaborate on that maybe slightly?
Okay, do you get like hunches? Do you think that you're psychic? Do you get like stuff sometimes that you don't know where it came from?
Oh yes, all the time. All the time. I it's wishing. Like I feel like maybe something's going to happen, or I second guess something, or like my conscience plays a strong factor in some of my decision making in life. Yeah, I get that.
Sure.
Oh yeah, all the time, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it keeps me out of trouble. that I shouldn't be around.
Do you ever see things like it's big dreams, or do you ever see things weird ever?
Oh, you mean like,
would we call paranormal? Okay.
Paranormal? No, I don't. Never had those type of feelings. I don't think. I do have really distinctive dreams, but like nothing like futuristic or anything like that. Like showing the future.
Well, I'm just saying, do you ever? All right, dreams are one thing, like if you get messages in dreams, because I can see that in your chart. But also I think you may have a tendency maybe sometimes to get a few visions here and there, or where you see something out of the corner of your eye, or maybe get some weird stuff that happens. Maybe you think a house is haunted or something like that because you saw something, that sort of stuff. I want to know, have you had that?
Yeah, I get that all the time, if I go into a place or I get feelings, I feel vibes. Is that maybe that's what you're referring to? Something like that. Yeah, and
Okay. Well, entertain the thoughts that you're a little bit on the psychic side, okay? Entertain, but especially next year, and that's what I want to share with you, is next year, I think that you really are going to find that very intensified for next year. And so I do want you to pay attention to your gut feelings, your instincts, to even weird stuff, dreams, or anything that you're feeling. I really want you to pay some major attention to that. And it's valid because you really got a big door opening for you next year for that sort of stuff, okay? And if I could just look through, you got some changes coming for you, whether where you live, with your relationship, or even in your job in March of 2009. So expect that to be a little bit of a roller coaster month for you. Should get a promotion of some sort maybe in June of 2009. So those would be two things that I would share with you upcoming, okay? How's that sound, Stephen?
Sounds great. This is really, really interesting. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Alrighty. So if anyone wants to call in and have me do that for them, I can do that for them as well. I'd be happy to do it. I'll give you the numbers here. USA 877-876-5227. You can call from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And I think we have a caller who's calling, please.
Hi, Allison. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Sierra Nevadas in California.
Okay. And what can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering what year I'm having. What year this is for me.
Okay. Why don't you give me your date of birth and I'll take a bigger look.
Okay. It's 2/12/51.
Okay. Do you know anything about your numerology, Jackie?
I remember there being a 3 and a 5 and a 5.
Okay.
But...
okay. Well, you're in a... if you really want to know specifically about the year that you're in, you're in a 6th year.
Hmm.
And a 6th year, historically or according to numerology, can bring about a lot of duty and responsibility to your family or to your loved ones. And, you know, it's kind of like all of a sudden things get landing in your shoulders, people need you, or, you know, you're nurturing people in some real way.
Mm-hmm.
6th year can also... test your relationships within the family. So, you know, whether you're married or in a relationship or even relationships with other people that you love, there can be a testing of those relationships. So it's kind of like a year that you work through.
Mm-hmm.
And if a relationship is very, very good, the relationship stays strong. And if the relationship is not built on solid ground, sometimes the relationship can actually fall apart. The other thing that I would say in a 6th year is sometimes, you know, this can bring in experiences that actually makes the family get closer or draws them in to make them closer. Sometimes, you know, a person can actually experience ill health, but it is all a matter of just being shown from the family how much they're loved and how much they're appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the family the opportunity to show that love to that person. So sometimes those things can happen. Definitely it's a year that has you protected, it has you surrounded with blessings. And possibly even a good, very positive year with your career and promotions. Usually 6 years are very positive in that way with money or maybe some kind of a financial blessing of some sort. How's your year going for you, Jackie?
Wow, you really hit it on the head there because we've had to, I don't know the proper word, but my brother passed away with cancer this year, and so it really has brought the family much closer. And he was very, very, very much loved, and it really did strengthen all of our relationships. And his passing was very painful, but it was a very, in my mind, a very spiritual and loving passing. So I feel... he was only 59, and he was my older brother, so we're all terribly sad. He was a wonderful man, so. But
right.
It made our family stronger, I'm telling you. It made us really focus in on the love that we have for each other.
Well, wonderful. And sometimes, you know, it's hard for us because we're living in this world and we have our expectations of what life is supposed to be, but really it's a soul journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journey in growth and in raising of our consciousness and gaining wisdom and all these wonderful things. It's not about wearing Gap sweatshirts and driving Beamers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how courageous of your brother to allow your family that honor and that privilege of becoming so close because of his death. And I'm so sorry for the loss of your brother, dear. I do want to say that you, of all people, will probably be hearing from him because you have a lot of mediumship in your chart, in your first, your life path. You have the life path of a medium. You have a birthday of a medium. You can see it. He'll visit you in your dreams, but certainly I wouldn't be surprised if you actually on some level see him in your mind's eye or see him. I'm telling you, you'll be hearing from him.
Well, I moved into a new house, Allison, and there's a being in the house.
Oh, you already have somebody there.
I don't know if it's my brother. I wouldn't think so.
What's the house number?
It's 4536. Double 9.
How long have you been there?
About 4 months.
Ah.
And it's gorgeous. And it's wonderful. And it's got a big stream going through it. And it was heaven sent, given to me around
It's a very high vibrational house for spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a house that embraces people from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very spiritual house. I wouldn't be surprised if you have a lot of international activity around you. I don't know. But it's a very, you know, it's a lot of growth coming for you in that home. So, mm-hmm. But anyhow, God bless you, honey. I've run out of time.
Thank
I wish
you
I could
so
talk
much.
To you on
the phone.
Okay, but
great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. You know, it's interesting how quickly an hour flies. And so I hope you enjoyed just, you know, learning a little bit about the candidates. And certainly I enjoy doing readings. And thank you, Stephen and Jackie, for calling in. You know, I love to do readings for people, so I really enjoyed that. I'll be back next week, same time. And I wish you all love, peace, and abundance. And don't forget to vote, okay? It's really important. All right. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.